The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone number is here, 530-605-4567. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
What international days do we have today?
We have days. National Lighthouse Day and National Purple Heart Day.
Whoa, National Purple Heart Day. Oh, yeah. I remember those who gave, some gave all, some gave an extra. And and as they say, not all scars show. Did you know it is also International Cat Day?
Oh, do you love that internet picture where the women are waiting to vote with the cats on the leashes?
Yep.
You know what that's in reference to, of course.
Of course. And
well, what?
Well, it's J.D. Vance mentioned something years ago about childless cat ladies. So
years ago, or was it in a recent speech?
Well, no, it was years ago, but it's been coming back up.
Oh.
I don't know. It could have been. Let me see here. Yeah, International Cat Day. And how did I lose that? Yeah, I'll catch it again. Anyway, Linda, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here. It's 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like it's a cooler day, but today actually really 105, so not cooler this morning. Widespread haze, of course, from 10 to 2, partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 72. Tomorrow it looks like we may have winds going from 5 to 7 in the afternoon. Not so bad. That's Thursday, which will be sunny and hot with 103. And Friday, the forecast calls for 101 hot days, and Saturday 101, and Sunday 98. So the prediction now of the National Weather Service is that Sunday will fall under those triple-digit degrees, and that's what we're looking at. We just have lots of widespread haze. We should do a little bit of a fire update after the break. But the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, where the Kenny family, if you listen to their commercials, they've been offered several times to be bought out by corporations, and they decide they love that they're local. They want to keep it local. And in the family, they've gone down now to the third generation of bringing you a wonderful service at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Again, it's 70 degrees downtown.
Yeah, we've had that same thing where corporations want to buy us out. We're not going to do that. We want to keep this thing local.
We really want to keep it local.
International Cat Day. Some 47 million American households own cats, making them the second most popular pets behind dogs. They say figure worldwide it's 370 million pet cats. And it was created in 2002, the International Cat Day. And if you've got a cat and you want to show that you love your little kitty, sharing cats, photos of cats on social media, pampering your puss with a favorite treat or toy, donating to a feline charity, and wearing cat-themed clothing to show your support. Okay, enough about that. Park fire updates. It got worse.
More evacuations.
Yep. And let me see, where's my other one here? It has grown to more evacuations. It's grown to 420,000 acres. Since Monday, the fire's grown about 18,000 acres. This comes out to like 657 square miles. And they reported the wildfire was active in the Mill Creek area and has spread, jumping Highway 172. And the fire would keep everybody busy overnight. It's taken out 98,000 acres of Lassen National Forest. Mm. And so it's going to be, and it's going to continue to be hot. It's destroyed 640 structures and damaged 52. And it includes home, commercial, and outbuildings. So, 6,500 firefighters out there. Helicopters, trucks, 1,000 trucks, you know. And we rode through after it'd been years since the fires had hit out there in the Trinity, but you could still see them in there. And fire's capricious. You'd go through an area that was burned out and then ride right into an area where it was green and it looked like there hadn't, you know, nothing had touched it for forever when we were coming through there. I talked about it some yesterday. Linda gave me as my birthday present a trip up into the mountains, packing in on horses and mules up into a wilderness area that nobody'd been around.
They knew about it.
About it, but, you know, we kind of, like, took different trails.
Sam Burroughs,
Larry Schumann. Yeah.
And their... Their personal strings. If you said their personal pets or animals, you know, mules and horses that they have trained, and it was my girlfriends are like, how are you? That was great. We sent pictures, and it was a complete adventure. And I promised, ladies, that you're listening, for 4 days, no matter what happened, I would not complain.
And you never did.
Never complained. You know, I'm not a camper. I've camped maybe a few times. It's different. But I've never taken a solar shower out in the forest, you know, where you're butt naked and there's nobody around. And, you know, we were with gentlemen and there's just four of us. So they were besides animals or maybe Bigfoot or something. that was a first. And I was so impressed with how hard these animals work. But for them, it's like it's no big deal. But we really appreciated and respected, a newfound respect for me, personally speaking, about how hard these guys work. I mean, they are up before the sun.
We're not talking about mules. We're talking about Larry and Sam.
Well, they're up before the sun to let the mules and the horses graze. They take care of their animals, and then at sunset to let the mules graze and take care of them. And then
we're talking two and a half hours.
Yes,
3 hours on one day
on each side of what it was, because we took long rides, and it's amazing the scientific part of what it is. Like you said, I think you said yesterday what it is too. They have these containers where the food goes into that are just a certain way that can be on these hooks that go on the top of these mules, and they have to be weighed. And that took most of the time, was to weigh each container on each side. Imagine two ice chests, one on each side of the mule. And the one ice chest is 50 pounds and the other one's 45. Well, they're going to get it to 49 and 50. I mean, it's just a pound off, they'll do. But if it's three, they won't. So what it is to take a jar of mayonnaise, let's say, because they packed in our food, and there was this really cool, Sam had this great little kitchen thing that looked like a box, and then it opened up, and it had, because you can't have a fire at this point. So everything was propane, which meant he had to bring a propane tank. And would make cowboy coffee in the morning on that stove. Cooked just three, we did three meals a day, and they had this little tent where they could dig a hole. The ladies, you'll appreciate this. They dug a hole and they put a little tent up around it, so when you had to do your business, you know, you were in privacy. And we had a beautiful tent. The tent that I remember growing up, probably why I didn't want to ever go camping, is because we had this canvas tent. I remember my brother and I camping and carrying, like, the steel, you know, the and a sledgehammer and the stakes and the canvas thing, and it was heavy.
Honey, it was an army surplus that your dad bought.
Yes.
And thought it would be a good idea for y'all to learn yes. how to rough it.
Yeah, and so we would have to carry a sledgehammer because, of course, it wasn't anything that was like camping has gone into a great science of how to camp light, how to, oh no. So it just was with the pole up in the middle and the mosquitoes and no netting. And so that's kind of when I ever did it, that's what it was like. But this was completely different. The tent, that had the beautiful opening so you could see the sky, believe it, in this packing trip, they brought cots. We had, the most incredible time, but to see some of this wilderness and then to learn through the, experience from this experience through Sam and through Larry about, our great wilderness area and the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres that are public lands that we can go into. They did have to sign a little tag and go into, the Forest Department to say we're in.
Yeah, well, it went in with how many people, how many animals. But learning from these two guys who've been doing this for – Sam's been doing it 50 years and Larry for 30. And both of them are just fountains of information. We have to take a break here, and we'll come back and finish on that and catch up on a couple other things that are going on.
A couple shout-outs I want to do as well.
Yep. And but this portion of the show brought to you by Linda, Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, where our wedding rings were made. And
from your grandmother and grandfather's gold.
Yeah. So we have family in our rings, but this is the kind of place Four Winds Jewelry is. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's been there over 30 years. They've won best in the North State.
So happy for
2 years in a row.
And they deserve it.
And they don't advertise it out there
word of mouth.
They don't put a one-page ad in the Record Searchlight for it, and they just do it because they're that good. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a watch repairman. They have a stone cutter. They've got it all there, and they're just really nice people. So, it's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Reading Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and Fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Get ready to rock your boots off with Montgomery Gentry. Featuring Eddie Montgomery in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, September 6th. Saddle up and experience an unforgettable night as Eddie performs your favorite duet hit, as well as his solo debut, Ain't No Closing Me Down. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back.
All right. 7:21 in the morning.
FIFA Radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Hey, okay, we promise we won't talk about it anymore, but I've been babbling to anybody that listens to about this, how great this weekend is. Now, this was a fundraiser for the Backcountry Horsemen of California Shasta Trinity Unit, which, by the way, if you missed it yesterday, they provided $400,000 worth of work clearing trails, supporting the trail units up there, supporting firefighters. Yeah, there's times they have to go in there. The helicopters can't come in because of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes a mule train up there filled with supplies and resupplies, food, water, everything, you know.
And take out their garbage.
Take out garbage and all these things. But you think about it, and this is not a very, this unit is, I don't know, probably 50, 60 people, but when it comes down to it, you probably got, as in every organization, you probably got like 8 people that do most of it. And when we say that Larry and Sam are on the road, their wives always know where they are,
right?
Because they've got 5 mules with them. But I can't say enough either about these two gentlemen. They were truly gentlemen of the old school.
Yeah.
And in a rough business.
Yeah, and I'm talking about they were so, soft-spoken and a real gentleman is what I'm talking about, too. Like you said, gentlemen, in that way. Like when you think about a cowboy, yes, ma'am, that kind of thing. And the thing is that they're trying, just like many organizations, to get younger people involved. And what we witnessed was what we thought was this mountain of work, because Sam never stopped from the time he got up.
But Sam does that. He's a putterer.
And I said, "Do you putter all day long?" He said, "Yeah, it drives my wife crazy." But he just from cleaning and tucking and cooking and just, doing things like hanging the rope. I mean, the ropes that they used.
Rope management.
They're just watching their knots and their ropes and how everything was, very meticulously minded in what they did. And there was Sam in the middle of he had his axe with him and, cleared a part of the trail that where a tree had fallen. And that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. Our trail system is beyond miraculous of what we have here up in Shasta County, let alone like in Tehama and other areas.
Well, it is totally. When they say wilderness, I mean, there's no bikes in there.
No, nothing there motorized.
Nothing. No electric or gas powered chainsaws. So they're using crosscuts. Now, it doesn't mean that you're out there every weekend having to do this, but, and, you know, when they go up and take up pack trains, they need outriders so they can, you know, that ride behind the string to make sure that nothing's coming loose and all that. Do you need to have mules to join backcountry horsemen? No. You know, if you have a horse and you want to become a member of an organization that really, really makes a difference. And it's like, you know, it's, you know, those quiet, you know, it's those unsung heroes of that group.
And like, let's just finish with what they said was, we do this so that our children and our grandchildren can enjoy this wilderness area like we have. And if we don't take care of it, the privilege will perish.
I mean, you think about it, we talked about how people, they want to get out in nature, but you end up, you know, like Yellowstone or Yosemite, and you're there with 1,000 other people. Can you imagine either riding or walking to an area where there's this lake, a pristine lake, that nobody has been around for years, being able to sleep under the stars and all this. This is, anyway.
And maybe they have been, but let's just talk about the fact that they practice no trace left behind. Like, for instance, here's just a quick one, is that, you know, if the horses and the mules are high line. So they're tied up to a line overnight.
Yep.
And then that means that they poop there.
Yep.
So when we leave, it's like you got to scatter the poop, so it's not just in one pile.
Well, on my birthday, I was a
poop scatterer.
I was a poop scatterer there, but you scatter it out because it'll dry faster, and trust me, the animals out there will take care of this.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. We promised not to talk about it
too much
anymore.
Well, people have asked about it, and they're fascinated.
Oh, yeah.
We were asking ourselves on this trip, who do we know? Because let me tell you something. It was okay. I said I wasn't going to complain. It was rough. It was hard. But it was glorious. It would be like,
it was a challenge.
I guess if you went to Machu Picchu and you walked to Machu Picchu, you could say, wow, that was really hard. But you know, once you experience and there's a sense of gratitude or a sense of fulfillment that you did it, and you're with this group of people, and you learn so much, and you're just really part of this great thing. Anyway, we want to do a shout out to, you know, Country Pet Resort. We dropped off Buford. You know, he's one of a facility that you know you can go to where their group of people are committed. They care for the animals, and through the Verhoogs. We were turned on to Country Pet Resort there at Mill Valley off of 299. And they did. It was just wonderful to be able to pick up Buford. No, I didn't even have to worry about him.
No.
We just knew that he was being taken care of, picked him up yesterday morning.
Very large enclosures for him. And it's just really nice people out there. And they're really busy because, of course, the park fire. And they've got animals that are there.
420,827 acres, four counties, Butte, Tehama, Shasta, and Plumas. 34% contained, and as Carl mentioned earlier, you know, there's still an alert. There's 6,593 personnel. These are the resources assigned, 40 helicopters, 522 engines, 191 dozers, 153 water tenders, 134 crews, and 128 others assigned. That's just a status update.
Olympic update. I'm not going to go into the medal count, even though that the United States is doing very, very well. In fact, there was an American won the 1500 meter the first time in a long time. What did they say? 112 years that an American won. But I want to talk about this boxing. This controversy over it's a man, is he a woman, you know, what? And is, he's going to fight, the Algerian is going to fight Friday for either the gold or silver medal. And I think this is going to cause a change, maybe, in the Olympics. This is a, you know, this is a tall, rangy
individual. Well, we want
individual.
To get to the bottom of it because you're reading various accounts of the fact that it is a woman. She is a woman.
No, she isn't.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I know.
She's born a woman. She is a woman.
She was not born a woman. That's
well,
the thing.
And
that's the whole question. Now, if I am wrong and she somehow was born a woman, then why would this controversy be? She was this person was disqualified in 2023 from the championships. So the bottom line is this. We had a caller the other day that called in and said, look, they should be able to be in the Olympics. So just make a third. Just make a third category. Men, women, and transgender individuals. I've got no problem with
well,
that.
There's so
I just don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Right, right. And there's so much LGBTQ and transgenderism and stuff that's highlighted in these Olympics that would not surprise me that there is now going to be a third category.
Well, we'll see.
In the future.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the next Olympics is in L.A.
Well, if there is an L.A. in 4 years.
Don't say that.
Well, I mean.
Cancel.
Cancel. All right. Hey, we've got some people coming in after the break. They're going to be talking about a crab feed already. And for a great cause, so we'll be visiting with them at 8 o'clock. We've got Reading Police Department on. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. It is local. I walked in there yesterday. Oh, hi, Carl. And, it's that kind of thing. It's the Cheers Banks. Mm-hmm. But they're very professional. They've won awards for being one of the best small banks in the state, and so then that would be in the nation also. I have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. Like I said, we do business there. We're real happy. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, and we'll be right back.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
What do you fill me up with? Buttercup, baby, just let me down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been around probably for well over 20 years. It's locally owned, locally operated. It is a veteran-owned business. And this is where we take our vehicles down if there's any chips in the windshield, because Jeff Wurst is just a true master of this. Brings them into his repair area there, gets them out of the sun or rain or whatever, so you can control the atmosphere. And whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he fixes it and guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Fixed about an 8-inch crack on my windshield 17 years ago. Still can't see it. Don't take a chance with your family safety. Make an appointment. Come on down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. And I'll tell you, if you can't fix it, he'll just tell you that, and he'll give you some ideas of where to take it to. His phone number is 530-241-8373. Local business, local small business, veteran-owned. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here now, the second year, with Greg Grandel, Jenny Barber, and Mandy Kelly for the second annual Justice Crab Feed. So, Jenny, tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
We are so excited to have another year of the Justice Crab Feed. We have been really just looking at the issue of human trafficking as a whole. What does it look like overseas? What does it look like here locally? And so this is a really complex issue, right? And it doesn't just take a couple of people really wanting to stand up and make a difference, but it takes a whole community. And so last year we had the privilege of raising funds for the Hard Places community, and they're doing incredible work here locally in Reading. They're also doing work in Cambodia and Madagascar. And last year we had over 1,000 people, including volunteers, show up. And in the grand total, we raised close to $200,000. And so it was just a really clear stance and just a sign from our community that they really wanted to stand up against trafficking. And so we're honored to do that again this year. And more of the funds are staying here locally as well, just to fund the efforts with adults that are being trafficked and in the city and children, and to continue to fund the work that's going on overseas as well.
Okay, Greg.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, last year was a huge success for our community because they took a stance. I was so proud of Reading and how they came out. We sold 1,000 tickets. And, yeah, the good thing that people need to know this year is that, yes, we spread the money around. You know, we sent money to our teams across the world. But this year our emphasis is really here in California and specifically Reading.
So I'm looking at an article here. You're a former football coach, and it says crab feed expert. This is from KRCR. You saw sex trafficking firsthand in Cambodia a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Were you on a church mission? Tell us about why. What were you doing in Cambodia, first of all?
Well, I was a coach, and I could. My pastor from our church would always say, "Hey, you're a pretty motivational guy. Would you like to come and, you know, kind of speak into some people that are really out there on the streets fighting for kids?" I think he could give him some motivation. I said I'd love to go, but I was still coaching, so I could never go. When I retired, he said, "Hey, it's time to go." So I did go. Obviously, I fell in love with the people and their effort, and I didn't know much about it. I'm learning more every day with Jenny. It's much more deeper than I ever dreamed it would be. But I felt so good. I knew how to. I didn't. You know, I wasn't going to go back and be an FBI agent or any of those things. Or I didn't know how to put together a safe house or what investigators do, et cetera, et cetera. But I do know how to fundraise. I did for many years as a football coach. So I said, let's do a crab feed. And here we are, our second year.
Well, when you talk about, and I love the fact that it was so successful, because I remember last year, you know how we always talk about writing sales in the last 15 minutes, you know how it is. So I had people like, oh, we got a table, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so the crab feed it's a great way to bring it together. Now, would there be speakers? Are you going to give like a little highlight why we're here and some stats? And then I love how, well, I don't love at all this whole topic, but sex trafficking is interconnected from local to global level. It's somehow, it's acceptable in some circles, and they make money and profit from it. So are you going to be talking about that at the crab feed?
Yeah, I think this year we have an opportunity to even build off of what we started last year. And so we will be doing more awareness this year. What does it look like overseas, but even here in our community? And we'll also be giving opportunities for the community to engage. A lot of people want to know, how can I get involved and what can I do? Just like Coach, you know, he's like, I'm not going to become an FBI agent or open a safe home, but I know how to fundraise. And so he brought what he carries to the table to make a difference. And so we're looking forward to providing those kind of opportunities, even beyond fundraising, just for people to get involved and take action beyond the crab feed.
Well, just like we have, you know, certain drugs that hit the streets, are there new statistics? And maybe you can share that with us after the break, like a statistic of where we are here in Shasta County in the North State And what we can look for is there like a trend. I hate to say a trend, but you know, we do have the police coming in, at the 8 o'clock hour. And they'll bring somebody on the force in and we'll discuss that. But like maybe something that's trending that we're not aware of. And let's cover that when we come back after this break. I'm sure our listeners want to hear and how they can be involved. If nothing else, you know that you can buy tickets to the Justice Crab Feed, which is happening Saturday, September 28th. At the Reading Civic. It's $100 for open seating. Know that this is a fundraiser, that your monies are going to go into having to help look and prevent, and help out those who have been sex trafficked. There's a word for that, I'm sure. 7:44 in the morning. We're here, talking about the Justice Crab Feed. This is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, where all of your insurance and financial needs are under one roof. Judy Maxwell and her staff helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. She's located at Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Reading Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:48 in the morning. It's about 72 degrees out there. And thank goodness the smoke is all blowing to the kind of northeast from the Park Fire, which is just getting bigger. Over 6,000 firefighters 40 helicopters, 1,000 tankers, or not 1,000 tankers, but hundreds of fire trucks, tankers. It is just a, it is still growing out there. 34% contained, 576 square miles it's burned. I'm sorry, 657 square miles, 420,000 acres. All right, for the good news, we're here with Jenny Barber and Greg Grandel and Mandy Kelly, and we're talking about the second annual Justice Crab Feed. And this is an effort to combat trafficking in Redding and beyond, because y'all became aware of this on a trip and these children being sold by their parents, essentially, for sex trade. And then now with our borders being as porous as they are, the sex trade is coming across our borders. That movie about it that they had where they came out of, I don't know, Colombia or something and ended up in Mexico, and the former FBI agent Homeland Security guy goes out and actually rescues. Yeah.
Sound of Freedom was
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah. Sound of Freedom, thank you. Yeah. So we're doing what we can here. So somebody asked, you know, when you get this money, where does it go to here in Redding that you're planning on?
Yeah, so my story is a little bit different. I've been working in anti-trafficking for about 15 years now, and I was exposed to the issue as a little girl. And so I actually survived exploitation as a child, and I have seen that it's not just a border issue, that it's not just people coming in, but it's also our friends and neighbors and siblings and kids right here,
yeah, right
locally
here
as well. And so that's something that I got really passionate about. I knew that I could go anywhere in the world and fight the issue.
What happened with Jeffrey Epstein was a perfect example. If you watch that documentary, that was just friends among friends.
Right.
Bringing them in.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, within the first 72 hours of a child running away, one out of three will be solicited by a trafficker. And, you know, there's also statistics like 55% of kids being trafficked are actually going to school while they're being trafficked. And so you see the average age of entry is about 11 to 15 years old into trafficking.
And some of them going to school.
Right. Some of them are going to school. Some of them are in plain sight. Right. And so the thing that we are doing is, one, raising awareness and prevention and really equipping community. How does a community take a stance against this? We've already seen Redding is fired up, and Redding wants to do something about this. So we want to bring that 15 years of experience in and train and equip, right, how to recognize, how to respond to the issue of trafficking, how to prevent it in the first place. We also provide advocacy for survivors and those who are actively being exploited.
Mm-hmm.
We primarily work with adults, so they've been in the life for a long time. Some of them have been in the life for a long time, and some of them, you know, it's just a flash moment for them, but it's quite traumatic. So providing those resources and those next steps and helping them build hope, right? I'm really passionate about that kind of reentry phase. Like, how do you build your life after experiencing something like that? So my husband and I have started multiple businesses and to employ survivors of trafficking. We have our nonprofit Justice 180. And so we know that Northern California, just in talking to FBI and law enforcement, we know that this Northern California region is actually there's a lack of services, right? That you have local places like Children's Legacy Center doing incredible things with children and things like that. But we know that especially for the adult women, which most of these are young women, there are not very many services. There aren't very many next steps. Sometimes it takes a really long time to get them into a safe house. And so we're just excited to be here in our hometown and really making a difference. We've been all over the world, and now we're like, let's do this at home.
Well, we have a problem. I'm not saying it's a huge problem, but one is a huge problem. But you got a 12 or 13 year old that's been in the sex trafficking business for 3-4 years, and you get them out of it. That's just not an overnight recovery.
No,
because you know, just thinking of trust issues. Yeah, maybe somebody they trusted got them into this. So, I mean, who do you trust after that?
And there is something I would think. What was crossing my mind when you were, you know, talking about that you were in the life and, you know, that there's something that happens with grooming that makes that person feel special.
Yeah, exactly.
And then to go into, like, well, what am I going to do in a normal, like, work a store and I'm just, like, standing in line and there's nothing about this that's special. To be able to break that cycle will take time and an emotional, a psychologist working, that's what you were talking about. That kind of thing came to my mind when you were talking about resources.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so for us, we're all about collaboration, right? And so even working with Hard Places, they are working here locally as well, and they're doing really, really important work reaching out to victims who are actively being exploited. And we're kind of partnering with them too, because we have a lot of those, like, what now solutions. And so, creating networks is really important, making sure you're looking at the issue holistically, right? That you have the medical connections, that you have the therapy connections, that you have employment opportunities. Like, all of these things are so important. Trafficking is done through forced fraud or coercion, right? And so whether it's somebody getting you into a sketchy business deal and now having power over you, or force, like you see in movies like Sound of Freedom, you know, where there's like that kidnapping, that's actually one of the least common here in the United States. The most common is actually what we call like a Romeo pimp or trafficker. And what they're doing is building that trust and those relationships and really, like you said, grooming. Whether they're coming in and looking at somebody who as a romantic interest, or whether they're coming in as a parental figure. And they're coming in and grooming them and building that trust and then exploiting it. And so you're right, it does take a lot of work. But like I've seen in my own life, I've seen the freedom that can come, and I've psychologically, physically, all of it. And so something I'm passionate about is bringing that freedom to others.
Well, you can go online, our listeners here. You can go to justice180.org. That's www. Go on the web. And thehardplaces.org for more information as well. And the tickets for the Justice Crab Feed. This is the second annual collaborative effort to combat trafficking in Reading and beyond, which is September 28th. And not, they also have tri-tip. So for those who don't like crab, it doesn't even, you know, the food is secondary. But anyway, for tickets.
Not for me.
Email Justice.
No, in this case, it's a great fundraiser. Email. I didn't mean it like that.
But the food is second to none.
Well, I tell you what, you know, crab, tri-tip.
Email.
Crab, tri-tip. Sorry.
JusticeCrabFeed@gmail.com. That's where you can go for tickets. That's JusticeCrabFeed@gmail.com. Closing thoughts. We have about a couple minutes left.
Just for me, you know, bringing light to it. You know, there's freedom in light, and there's not in darkness. So we made a step last year in our community, Reading, so proud of Reading, that we said, no, we're going to do something. And so we're bringing it to the light, and we'd love everybody to come out and support it again. And Jenny has a lot of things cooking here in our city to prevent this and help people. And it's going to be right here at home this year, so we're pretty excited.
Well, Jenny, you need to come back more than once a year.
Okay.
And, you know, just to tell us what's going on, you know, how it's, you know, success stories.
Absolutely.
We need to hear success stories.
Absolutely.
Because it's also sad,
yeah,
and wrong. But we need to hear the ones that you all are successful in,
yeah,
saving.
For sure.
You know, the kids don't have to come in here, of course, but, you know, just saying is that here's an example of what we've done in Reading.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we just don't have enough time for that one right now. So so please come back again. All right? And Mandy, you come back too, and you get your own microphone.
And
okay,
you have also business sponsorships where you can buy, you know, again, your silver, your gold. These are sponsorship tickets where you can buy a table for your business. And, you know, of course, there's the swag bag, and I'm sure you get on the posters as well, and the diamond. So you may check that out. Will that also be on that email when you go to, where would we find this information?
On that website?
Yeah, we will send
that. The website?
We'll send that. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Again, it's going to be Saturday, September 28th. It's going to be at the Reading Civic. And the doors open at 4:30, so you can get in there and bring in all your crab crackers. And or is that provided, or just you bring your own stuff?
They bring their own.
Okay, and your butter warmers.
All that.
We came in and we went.
These people that come are professionals.
Oh, no, no, yeah. we are at that point.
You're right about tri-tip. There's a lot of people who come just for the tri-tip. It's A&R out of Red Bluff, and they do a great job.
Well, I'm sure they do, yeah. But you know what? Tri-tip, we get a lot of tri-tip out here at different things. So when you get a shot at crab, and there's, I don't know, 3-4 crab feeds going on, you know, smaller to larger, that the first time Linda took me to one of these, I was embarrassed. I wiped out a whole crab generation. I walked out of there with butter dripping off my chin and all that. So, okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As we get closer, we'll come on back and we'll hit it again, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we have Reading Police Department with us.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. Anach Thomason. Hurricane, now tropical storm, Debbie, has left a real mess behind in parts of the South slammed by the storm. Natalie Haney's family business, Live Oak, Florida, has been trashed.
The hurricane apparently has blown the roof off, and so now there's a lot of open areas in the ceiling, and that's poured down and gone through both levels, and so we've got ceiling tiles are falling through, and the floor tiles are coming up, and floors are soaking wet, So everything's pretty much ruined inside.
Lingering off South Carolina, Debbie continues posing a major flooding threat. Forecasters expect the storm to move inland by late tonight before taking a turn and heading north. Parts of the New York City area cleaning up the aftermath of torrential rains and unleashed flash flooding. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz quickly attacking former President Trump after Walz was chosen by Kamala Harris to be her running mate. Walz makes the claim that, his words, violent crime was up under Donald Trump.
That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
You want to talk about crime? Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance says bring it on.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
Senator Vance calling Harris and Walz a great tag team, and today that team is campaigning in Wisconsin and Michigan. Turkey wants to join South Africa's genocide lawsuit against Israel, filing a formal complaint or request with the International Court of Justice to do so. Another member of the squad in Congress has lost a primary, Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush losing her race to challenger Wesley Bell. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 451 points higher, the Nasdaq up 302 points, and the S&P is better by 82 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
A court in Thailand ordering the dissolution of the Progressive Move Forward Party, which won national elections last year.
The court argues that even Move Forward's mild proposal to moderate the draconian punishments under the Les Majesty law amounted to an attempt to overthrow the constitutional monarchy, so justifying its dissolution. The same argument was used to block Move Forward from forming a government after winning last year's general election. The party's top leaders, including its charismatic prime ministerial candidate Peter Lim Jeronrat, are now banned from politics for 10 years. although its remaining MPs will be able to move to a new party and continue their role as a diminished opposition bloc in Parliament.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Honda reporting an 8.7% increase in its fiscal first quarter profits. Strong sales of hybrid vehicles in Japan and the U.S. helped, along with motorcycle sales in India and Brazil. News and analysis, townhall.com. Lawmakers in one suburban New York county approving a bill banning masks in public spaces.
The bill has exemptions for people who cover their face for health reasons or for religious or cultural purposes. Supporters said the bill approved Monday by the Republican-controlled Nassau County Legislature on Long Island would prevent violent protesters from hiding their identity. All 12 Republicans in the legislature voted in favor of the measure, while the body's 7 Democrats abstained. The New York Civil Liberties Union criticized the Nassau mask ban as an infringement on free speech rights. Keith Peters reporting.
New York City emergency management officials going high-tech, using drones to warn residents of potential threatening weather. Yesterday, with a buzzing sound in the background, a drone equipped with a loudspeaker flew over homes, warning people who live in basement or ground floor apartments about impending heavy rains and possible flooding. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and somebody just brought in a watermelon.
Oh, how cool.
I wonder if that's for us.
I don't know. I bought one yesterday.
Yeah, but this one, look at the space in that. Oh.
Okay, well, that, when did you learn? Did you look that up?
No.
We were somewhere.
We were in Costco trying to get out of there for under $500. You know, for now, every time I go in there, okay, under $300.
For two people.
It's a success. And this lady was there, and she was thumping them and looking at them. I said, so how do you do this? She said, the spacing on the stripes on it, the wider they are, the better it is. And she said, and on the end of it's this color. And I picked one, just like the one she picked, and it was perfect. So now we're trying to.
You know, I've never really
done it. Sometimes you get a watermelon.
I have never had a bat. I don't know. I don't think I, maybe in my whole life, and just going, especially when they're in season like right now, I just went into, Trader Joe's yesterday. Oh, we got some more melons. Ooh, take them. I just never get a bad one. I don't know. It's kind of like, and I'm not going to mention who is in the room that does this. Don't you hate that? But when you go in for corn and somebody peels the husk away to see if it's just right, you know,
and then
hey,
just leaves it there.
Yeah.
If it's a bit, well,
Not acceptable.
You peel the husk away, and if it's like mushy and all that, you're not going to buy that. And you leave it there, you're warning somebody else. I think it's almost like I'm the policeman of corn. and then you find the good ones and you take those. But why would you take one, the whole top of it's mushy?
This is making me feel slightly uncomfortable, to be honest,
okay,
with you arguing like this. I don't know.
Oh, we're not. Oh, no.
Well,
you have not been around for an argument. And
yeah.
Ben's our producer today. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Did you learn anything about watermelons?
Actually, I did have a friend rant to me about the complexions of watermelon picking once.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I mean, it is just not.
You look for a blonde spot.
It's not
for. Or blonde spots, bad or good? Like there's, well, I can't remember.
Depending on where it is, it can be good.
All right. So,
International Cat Day for all you cat lovers out there, and it says a way to recognize that is to wear your cat clothes. Put pictures of your kitty on social media.
All right, International Cat Day. Well,
that's the sound of me.
No, we have some
coming
friends
up with
that,
a hairball.
Definitely are cat people, and they go, "I'm a cat lady." I just am going to tell you right now, I'm a cat lady. So, and we love her. We call her our cat lady friend, and she loves it. Anyway, we say that with love in our hearts. Today, it's going to be 105, hazy, widespread haze. The forecast calls from 10 to 2. Sunny and hot today again with 105. Partly cloudy skies tonight with overnight cloudiness of 72. 103 tomorrow, 70 on tomorrow night. And Friday calls for 101 hot and clear. Really no windy days in the next 3 days. We go up to about 5 to 7 miles per hour. And there we go. I can tell you through the weekend is 101 on Saturday, and 98 is below the triple digits at 90, Sunday at 98. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran owned, locally owned business, 365-3793, with, giving you discounts for veterans and seniors as well. It's the 7th. It's Wednesday, the 7th of August. Oh my goodness, 8:09 in the morning. Welcome to our morning show, and we've got a special guest.
Yeah, it's Reading Police Department is here on the first Wednesday of each month, and today we have Captain Chris Smirnos is with us.
Yeah, thanks. I'm grateful to be here with you guys today. You're talking about cats, and just a real quick story. So
okay.
I'm not really a cat person, so I didn't want any cats. My wife and kids wanted one cat, so we compromised, and now we have like 7 cats. So that's how it went in my house.
You have 7
did
cats?
The cat
well,
have
two
babies?
Inside cats, and then we have some outside cats that we kind of adopted. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because outside cats are really, really good for rodent protection, and they do their job.
Snakes and all kinds of little toads and lizards and all that stuff.
Yeah, and they'll keep your house
You
clean.
Just don't like it when they leave it at the door as a gift.
or bring it in. Look, Mom, what I brought.
Yes!
Yeah. I had a next-door neighbor brought in a bird. Mm-hmm. Their cat brought in a bird that was alive. And so she's trying to shoo it out of the house, and the cat leaped off a couch, got the bird. Then she had to clean up the mess from that because the cat was not stopping this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Chris Smirnos.
Well, I started my career as a 911 dispatcher back in 2000 with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office. So I grew up in a small town called Grass Valley, Nevada City, if anybody's familiar with that area.
Pleasant Valley, Placerville, Grass Valley is beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, Nevada City.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We moved there when I was little, but like I said, I grew up there, went to high school there, became a dispatcher for the Sheriff's Office, and then that was my foot in the door for public safety. I really loved that job, but for me, being a dispatcher, I realized that I wanted to be on the other side of the radio. And so I put myself through the police academy, and then I got hired as a police officer down in Santa Maria, down in the San Luis Obispo area. So my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, was going to school at Cal Poly. So I moved down there to be closer to her. I applied for different police jobs, got hired in Santa Maria. We were there for about a year and a half, and then we moved up to Redding in 2003, and we have been here ever since.
Well, in the Santa Maria, as Chris and I talked about, the Santa Maria barbecue.
Oh, tri-tip, capital of the world.
And I'm going to give you the name of this new – well, it's not real new, but so you'll have another place to go to here. But this guy, that's the way he cooks it. So what are you doing at the – tell us about your career with the Redding Police Department.
So, again, I started in 2003, started on patrol, as we all do when we become our new policemen. I worked several different assignments. I was a patrol officer. I worked in our DUI enforcement. We did full-time DUI enforcement for a couple of years. I worked in our neighborhood police unit. I worked in our administration division. I was also the, prior to my current position, I was the Shascom director as a lieutenant.
Oh, okay.
And then I promoted to captain this last October. I initially started out in our administration division, and I just took over field operations July 1. So
now,
that's where I'm
the guy that took
now.
Your place.
Levi?
Yes.
Levi.
It was
Soliday.
Levi. Mm-hmm.
Soliday.
Yeah.
He came in,
yes.
Shasta Com. He was on before.
Well,
so, yeah.
And you had, I think, Ron Isley was at Shasta Com, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, so Ron was there. So Redding Police took over Shasta Com a few years ago as far as the director positions. Now we essentially, Shasta Com contracts with Redding PD to provide the lieutenant to be the director.
Yeah.
So Ron was there, and then I took over after Ron, and then Levi took over after me.
Well, who was the admin officer before that's in there now?
The admin captain?
Admin.
So we have our department, we have 3 captains. We're division commanders. And so when I came over to field operations, so Ron Isley actually took over administration. And then Brian Cole, who I'm sure you guys know,
Brian.
He is currently over detectives. That was the switch that we made back this month.
I'm trying to think of the other officer Lieutenant, though. He's a lieutenant. It's a French name.
Oh, Renault.
Renault!
Tim Renault?
Yeah,
Renault. He put handcuffs on Linda at Reading Road here.
Oh, I've heard the story.
You've heard that story.
He likes to talk about it frequently. So.
Well, you know what? You know, the group,
All right.
Everybody we have met from the Reading
I heard Linda keeps talking about it, too, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, only when you guys bring it up.
Everybody I've met from the patrolman to the bike patrols, to the park guys, every one of you all are a quality person. And it's not, of course, it appears that they're a real quality person. I'm sure there's some in there that, that you want to make sure that they're doing the best job. But it just seems like that Reading has just a crackerjack police department and everything that you all do.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. I think we're very fortunate in the fact that we can be pretty selective on who we hire. We're well supported by our community. We're well supported by our city council. We have a lot of, for a department our size, we have a lot of special assignment opportunities. So it gives our patrol officers opportunities to do things more than just responding to calls. We have our park rangers and our neighborhood police unit and the downtown bike team and our CERT team and all these other, assignments that get people doing different things, and so we're able to attract, I think, a lot of quality candidates, and mm-hmm. so then we work really hard. We have high expectations of our people, and we hold people accountable, and so I think those things in combination help us create a culture in our agency where our retention is very high. People aren't usually they come here to stay. If people do leave, more often than not, it's because of family issues or they're moving out of state for we can't obviously that's life is going to happen, and we fully support our. We want our folks to be happy and healthy and do what's best for them. But I think overall, as an agency, we're very fortunate in that we can not only attract but also retain the highest caliber, highest quality officers.
Okay, we're here with Captain Chris Smirnos. He's the head of the, I'd say, the patrol division, but it's more than that. It's the...
So we call it field operations.
Field operations, that's it.
But yes.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by...
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Well, how's about cooking something up with me?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Linda and Carl Bott. 8:20 in the morning here on the 7th of August, about 72 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They've got the TAVR valve replacement, where you can have the valve in your heart replaced without them cracking your chest. They've got, they're just on the cusp of cutting edge technology to keep people safe and to, have procedures that makes it just easier on their patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Our guest today from the Reading Police Department is Captain Chris Smirnos. He's head of field ops, and he's going to tell us what field ops is.
Yeah, so field operations, when most people think of a police department, they think of the uniform patrol officers. Those are the officers that are responding to 911 calls. They are the ones conducting oftentimes the proactive enforcement you see if somebody's getting pulled over for whatever is going on. But that's just one facet of what we do. That's definitely the most visible. But field operations also encompasses our, we have a lot of special units that are attached. So that encompasses our neighborhood police unit, our park rangers, our traffic unit, our crisis intervention response team, our downtown bike team. We have a lot of other parts of the division. So it's definitely in our department. It's definitely the biggest division by far. We have, I think, around 120 total employees between our sworn and non-sworn staff that work out of our field operations. We have our community service officers. We have some other support staff. And so really it's the rubber meets the road part of the police department.
Yeah. And the CERT teams have been a huge success. And then under Chief Barner, y'all have been going out really being aggressive out there in some of these camps. And, yep. And doing the stings at the big markets and yep. getting people that way, kind of putting people on notice that you can't just do what you want.
Yeah. And I think that it's really, part of the, we're very fortunate, like I mentioned before, as a department, because we are well supported by our community and we're well supported and funded by our council. But that comes with expectations that we are out there being proactive in our enforcement efforts. And so that, we run operations with our retail partners to deter the retail theft. We are aggressive in our enforcement of our municipal codes and other things that affect, you know, the parks and the camps and so forth. I think we also, you know, that being said, we also, you know, we have a lot of connections with services in our community. So we don't just go into camps and, you know, are heavy-handed and, you know, off you go. Like, we're trying to get people connected with services that are available. Our crisis intervention response team works very hard to get people.
Yeah, you just don't go and swoop in. You're going down there first, way I understand it, and offering the services. You're trying to get them connected.
Yep.
And if they choose to ignore you, well, then guess what?
Then we're going to enforce the laws.
This new Supreme Court decision that says cities can actually control their own property, parks and rivers and bridges and stuff. That's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
It could make a difference.
It certainly could. And I think it's up to, you know, each jurisdiction has to look at their unique circumstances and, you know, your county supervisors and your city councils and, you know, and so forth have to take a look and decide what are those priorities. That's certainly something that we will work with our city council on in light of the Grants Pass decision is the court case.
Grant Pass. And then Spokane just wanted to start taking back control of their parks. And they've already got their first lawsuit from the ACLU. And, you know, cruel. And it's a balancing act here.
It is certainly a balancing act. And I think we definitely, you know, you have to approach these issues with compassion. And, I mean, these are, you know, human beings that we're dealing with. And so we, like I said, the resources that we have, you know, or that we're connected to, we definitely try to connect people and get them into services to help them improve their situations. But again, like you mentioned, Carl, if people are going to make the conscious choice to continue their illegal behavior, then we will take enforcement action if that's what it takes to help keep our parks clean. Obviously, you guys are familiar with our community work cleanup program.
Yes.
And we publicize, I mean, there are, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds of trash they're picking up from these parks and waterways and so forth. And so
tons.
I mean, literally tons.
Literally tons
of garbage.
That are gonna end, yeah. And it's amazing how much they can get out of just one camping area. And that's not even bringing into the fact that the fires, they get out of control. And that's been a problem. The Record Searchlight had a fire, and I don't know what – I haven't seen the follow-up because we've been gone. Do you know what caused that fire? Was that an arson thing?
You know, I don't. I know that those are the fires are typically investigated by the fire department, so that's not something we would handle directly. But I've driven past the building, and you can't – I mean, obviously, it was probably more inside because it's not – you know, from the outside, you really can't tell. But
$500,000 worth of damage. And but we get fires out in the camping spots that they lose control of, the campers there.
Lost Lane, that area kind of behind the Masonic Lodge, that canyon down there off of North Market Street, that's you know, that one usually we have some fires that pop up there every year that are related to camps and so forth. So there's definitely a connection between that activity and some of these fires that we go to.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take an early break because when we come back, we want to talk about the strategic plan for 24 through 27 for the Redding Police Department. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Yes, it's my favorite place. Yes, I talk about it every day. But they have been, you know, they've been advertising with us since the day we opened up. And I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop. And I've been to no other place in 17 years that I've lived
Hardworking guys.
Oh, gosh,
you know,
great guys.
Owned by them. And, you know,
they're
you love it.
Better business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just work hard. So
and they give. I've never had a bad haircut there.
You ever. Love going there.
And now Ted Lighty and I have, we make our schedule. And you can you can schedule them. And I do it by calling 530-244-9478. They're in Cypress Square. They're across the parking lot from, it's right off Athens, across from the old Lucky Millers. And so now Ted and I can sit in there and we can get our keep our bromance going and have our hair cut. And I have a photo that he walked in the other day and I had the barber apron on and I had the clippers in my hand. I was ready to go for it. And the first time I've seen that man turn white with fear. anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
All right, welcome back to our Wednesday edition. Wait, we didn't get our hump day. We need our hump day.
You got the hump day there?
Coming right up.
At 8-7, meaning August 7th. Good morning, everybody. 8:32 in the morning. And, of course, just wanted to give you an update today. Widespread haze with our temperatures around 105, overnight lows of 72, and Thursday, tomorrow, 103. We go throughout the week with these right around 101, and then on Sunday, 98.
Okay,
there we go. Hold on.
Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, and I tell who insists on that was Sheriff Mike Johnson. And then I guess Linda, because Linda loves it too. Hey, we are here with Reading Police Department and Captain Chris Smirnos, head of field ops. And he's got this strategic plan from 2024 through 2027 for the Reading Police Department. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so this is actually a project that I worked on when I was over in administration. And so when Brian Barner was appointed the chief, one of the first priorities that he had was to draft a strategic plan for our department. And really, this was a new project for me, and I really liked working on this because it was definitely a collaboration with a lot of different people. So we didn't want this plan to be created like in a vacuum where it was just us sitting down thinking, oh, what do we need to work on? We held community workshops and received feedback from our community. We had feedback from our city leaders, our first Citizen Academy that we just ran a few months ago.
Maybe mostly just support, just went, woohoo, I was accepted to do the next police academy.
Huge success.
So good stuff there.
And so we were able to provide an advanced copy to our Citizen Academy class and get their feedback as well. We received feedback from our department members. And so we got a lot of stakeholder input to put this plan together. And really, this is what is defining and driving what we are focusing on over the next 3 years. And so it's divided into six different goal categories, and it really this is what we're focusing on. If anybody wants to know, hey, what is the Reading Police Department? What's your priority? What areas are you focusing on? What is important for you and for the community as it relates to police services? This document really covers it. We wanted to make this where it was not when I was working on this project, we looked at other strategic plans, and some of them were like 70 pages long, full of a lot of, big words and things that really,
boilerplate.
Yeah, very boilerplate. And so we wanted to make this, readable, easy to digest, but really provide focus and information. We've really been pushing this with our staff internally. And as, we give our folks expectations, and as we talk about, what our priorities are for our staff, let's look at we tell them, look at the strategic plan. When we have, we test for our special assignments, if you want to be a traffic officer or a school resource officer, whatever it is, you have to, there's an interview process that you go through. And we've been asking questions from our strategic plan. So we really want our staff. We didn't want this document to be something that we just created and sat on a shelf.
It's a working document.
It's a working document. It's a living document. As our needs change and as things happen, we can update this.
Yeah.
It's designed to be flexible and to be updated as we move forward with it. So it was definitely a big project, and I'm grateful for all the support and collaboration that we had while we worked on it.
Well, can you give us some examples of some things in here?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, one of our goals, and actually the first goal that we put, was our organizational wellness. In my career, I've seen, when you become a baby policeman or you go to the police academy, and there's a huge focus on officer safety and tactics and physical fitness and all these things are firearm proficiency, and all of these things are critically important to the day-to-day work of a police officer, but it takes a lot mentally to survive a 30 plus year career doing this job. And so are we we had to ask ourselves as an industry, what are we doing to help support our people to make sure that they can survive the mental aspects of what you do? There's a lot of difficult, calls for service that you respond to and traffic collisions and things. And so that can really take its toll. And so prioritizing the wellness of our staff was a huge goal for us because we want to make sure, we focus so much on the physical safety, but we also want to focus on that emotional resilience.
I look at it being like in the military where you've come back from combat tours and you all are on combat tour every day. And the fact is most of the, people that get into this type of profession have a tendency to keep it inside. Mm-hmm. I don't want to show any weakness out there, but it works on people and over the period of years. And I'm sure that, we'll hear about it, but you've got mentoring programs and peer programs and things like that to reach out to people because they'll talk to each other. They may not talk, you won't talk to me, but you're going to talk to Isley, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think that, we definitely have a very robust peer support program. We also have, we're ensuring that our officers receive mandatory visits with a psychologist or a therapist.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's just that way you have an outlet. And, we want, everybody has their own way of processing the different things that they see, and we want those processes to be non-destructive and productive. So it,
sure,
helps people heal and get through the difficult things they have to deal with. Nowadays, to go a full career, you really need to work 30 plus years to get the full benefits of your mm-hmm. retirement and everything. And so that's a long time. That's a long time to be doing this job. And we want to make sure that our staff are healthy in all the different ways so they can survive that career and be healthy when they retire so they can enjoy their retirement as well.
Yeah. You don't want people to be, they get calloused to things they see out there, and that's their way of protecting themselves. You know, there's got to be empathy. But it's so easy to keep putting a shell, just making that shell thicker and thicker.
Yeah, and so. I think that if you have people that are able to, that are healthy in all the different aspects of, you know, of what's important, then they're going to provide better customer service than when they respond to calls. They're going to have, they're going to be healthier. They're going to be safer. They're going to make better decisions out in the field. And so really if we address that root, those root issues, the benefit of that for the agency and for the community is that we have, like I said, officers that make better decisions, that provide a high level of customer service, and that, that helps increase morale. It helps, continue that positive relationship we have with our community. So the benefits that spring from that are many by addressing this specific issue.
Okay. So that's one of your premier issues there.
Yeah. We also talk about, for example, our traffic enforcement. Traffic enforcement is definitely a priority for our department. We're a municipal police department. And so we, unlike, in the county, CHP provides traffic enforcement for the freeways and so forth. But here in the city, we cover all of the surface streets, the non-freeways that are within the city of Reading. And so traffic enforcement is important. We have, in my time, even, when I was working full-time DUI enforcement, your chances of getting randomly, assaulted or robbed or stabbed or something walking around Reading are not high. But the likelihood, I saw many more people whose lives were affected by DUI collisions than other, other sorts of things. And so that aspect is important for us to help keep our roadways and our community safe. I've got teenagers, and I've got a driving teenager right now, and she's very responsible, and, it's not so much her I worry about, but it's all the other drivers out there.
DUI a big problem?
DUI, definitely. It's always been a problem. I don't have any specific DUI stats with me now, but I know it's definitely always been an issue here in Reading.
I saw an article, not here in Reading, but a different one. This woman's daughter was killed by a drunk driver, and they find out that was his fourth incident. Oh. And there'd been another one when somebody was injured, and yet he was still on the road. It may have been he didn't have a license, but he hadn't been locked up. This one ended up with, that kind of thing.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure the driver who hit me was intoxicated. I just didn't realize in the moment. So nobody ended up coming because no one was injured. But I also heard from the sheriff that there's been some scooter DUIs.
that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, so there should be a protective bubble around the scooters that warns people that. Anyway, we're here with Captain Chris Schmonos. He heads up the field ops, which is the rubber meets the road. He's got all that. And we're talking about the strategic plan for the Reading Police Department. It goes out through 2027. What are some other parts to this, Chris, when you're looking at it and saying, yeah, this is going to have an impact?
So some other areas, we talked about it earlier, but really our staffing, recruitment, and retention for the agency. We had a really big hiring push a few years ago because we had these positions that were added by our city council. But it's not like if you add a position today, it's not like we can fill that with a police officer tomorrow. It takes time. Even if we hire a lateral police officer, the hiring process can take, a few weeks or thereabouts. And then if we, hire a recruit and send them to the academy, it's a solid year before they're actually out, working patrol. So we, we're fortunate that we're fully staffed right now, but we also want to keep fully staffed. And we also want to make sure we retain the people that we have. And so one of our focus areas in the plan is what are the things that we're doing for recruitment, retention, and staffing, and discussing some of the strategies that we employ to maintain our staffing and to stay ahead of that curve.
And I realize lateral is really important because you get somebody that's experienced and it's been on the street, but they still go through a training officer with our guys watching this guy because, where we came from may have a totally different idea.
Yeah,
how we are up here.
And it really depends, too. Like, we've hired, a few highway patrolmen that work for us now, and they get a lot of training in traffic enforcement through what they do. But some of the general law things that we deal with, like domestic violence calls and burglary investigations and those sorts of things, that's not something they deal with on their day to day. So they probably, they can take a traffic collision report and write a ticket in their sleep, but they need to learn.
You go do a domestic violence thing. You got to handle it a certain way and all this, and they don't do that. No, that makes sense.
So there's a lot to learn.
And then if you get a newbie who you sent through the academy, comes back, and he's got another even after he graduates, he's got, what, 6 months or something he rides with somebody?
Yeah, typically.
It's like, or is it a year that he's on probation?
So he'll be on, usually our FTO program is kind of in the 16 to 20 weeks, so 4 to 5 months is what we plan for.
Yeah.
Some people get off it quicker, some people it takes a little bit longer, but really that's, you know, and that's after the academy.
Yeah.
Before they're actually solo, you know, on their own, you know, working a beat or working the street. So it definitely takes time. It's important we invest in our community, and we invest in, we have a lot of our recruits are people that were homegrown that have, you know, that grew up here and wanted to work for this agency. And so it's important we invest in them, but you have to know that when you do, you know, when we do open a recruit position, hire recruits, it's a year before they're actually that
before
body is out there, you know,
able,
the spot.
Able to do it by himself or herself. Yeah. Okay. We're here with, Captain Chris Schmernos, heads of field ops. We're talking about the strategic plan for Reading Police Department, and we're going to take a break.
We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Reading Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Unleash the heat and let the hunt turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair.
I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And tomorrow, Simpson University will be our guest at 8 o'clock. Football season starting.
Oh, I love it. 79 degrees in the downtown studios. We have an excessive heat warning that just came out about an hour ago. Looks like we're going to have around 105 today, but we do have this widespread haze, so the heat's kind of, I guess, staying
smoke
in a different place. 72 degrees with our overnight lows, but we do have an excessive heat warning on alert right now, and that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Next.
Okay, we're here with Captain Chris Smirnoff, heads up field ops, and we're talking about the Redding Police Department strategic plan that goes from 2024 to 2027. And we've got a couple, you know, we've got a number of things here. It's a cool document and something that you put together with the community and your own people and other input about how can we best police our Redding over the next 3 years and those type of things. So, and you're hitting on these different topics. So what's next?
So I think another one, and this was the when we had our community workshops, this next area was definitely the one that was most we basically polled the people that were there and said, what is important to you? And this one was number one with all the different workshops we had, and it's relating to illegal encampments and transit-related crime. And I think that as we were crafting this plan, like we talked about before, we really wanted to make sure that not only, obviously, enforcement is a part of what we do, but we really wanted to make sure that we're coordinating our outreach efforts and offer services to people that we contact that are affected by these cleanup operations. We also wanted to make sure
that we... What would you say your success rate is with that? I mean, because I know it's not just CERT teams. You bring in other organizations that are offering to get these people off the streets.
Yeah, and I don't – and as far as, like, a percentage, that one's really hard to gauge.
Okay.
But I do know, like, especially with our CERT team, you know, they've been able to provide housing for over 70 people that they've worked with.
Okay. Well, and that's 70 people, at least we hope, are off the street.
We hope. And I think sometimes, I mean, you may get somebody into housing and they may relapse, and but we will continue as long as people are willing to – you know, to accept those services and work with us. We are definitely willing to work with them to help improve their situation and get them in a better spot. But really it comes down to the individual to want to accept those services. Often, you know, there's people that I've talked to and people that we deal with that it's a straight up choice that they're choosing to live the way that they are.
It's their freedom.
And it's their right to do that. But they, you know, that comes with consequences of if they're doing things that are against the law, then, you know, if they're not going to accept the help that we offer, then we are going to take enforcement action and ensure that, you know, we're enforcing the laws that we have and to, you know, help keep our community and ultimately them safe as well.
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, when you have to step over somebody going in a business, we've actually had that happen here. It's been rare, but it's happened, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times. And then the cleanup and all those things. So, yeah, it directly impacts on our community like that. And the drug problems, where these people are wandering through the streets at 3 in the morning, checking make sure that your car or truck is locked.
Yeah, I think the days of, you know, Redding being a community where you can leave your house unlocked and leave your car unlocked, I mean, those were, you know, unfortunately we don't live in that type of world anywhere frankly, but
nowhere.
But I think it's, you know, one of the things that we really emphasize and covered in the strategic plan in this area was that we're also, again, utilizing not only department, but also our community resources and partners to help address this issue. Mm-hmm. We do not, you know, our police department does not exist in a vacuum, you know, and the homeless issue is much more complex than, you know, a police department's going to be able to handle.
It is complex. You know what? If it was easy, they would have had it solved by now.
Yeah.
And you can't just throw money at it, as the state of California has proven with $27 billion, of which probably billions, they have no idea
And they're not even tracking programs that work and programs that don't work. Yeah. You can't just keep throwing money at it. You've got to have a plan that says, this is how we're doing it. This is the step, next step, next step. Well, you don't want to do any of this? And you don't need
to use our other tools that are available.
There you go. Drop the hammer.
And again, I think we're very fortunate that we have the resources that we have. Our city council is prioritized. We have, our downtown bike team. Hopefully you guys see them riding around.
When that guy threw the brick or threw the rock through the window.
Yeah.
We had those two young men in here several times.
Yeah. Good.
And
actually their home base now is the old police department. So right at 1313 California across from the new bike depot, because that was our police building, and then we moved out of there, 10-ish, 10 or so years ago to Cypress, and now our bike team now works out of that old property.
This one right behind us.
Yeah, right behind you. Yeah. And so it's kind of like it's come full circle. We were there, out of there, bike team's back
when
there.
When the roof starts caving in. And you've got a mold problem. It's probably a time to start.
Probably time to go. So it was definitely a good move, and when it happened. But
I've got to ask this: is this available to the public? Your strategic plan?
Absolutely. So it's available if you go to our website, readingpolice.org. There's a link right on our homepage that'll take you to a kind of like a clickable, like interactive version, and then you can also download it. But if you came to if you wanted a hard copy and you come to our lobby and ask for it, we'll definitely provide you with
a hard
copy.
So you think this one may stay here after you leave?
The plan?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. And I hope that I'll be here past 27.
No, I mean here in the
office. Like a copy for you guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A copy for the side. I have it right there to take a look at and share it. The fentanyl crisis, I want to kind of shift things over.
Sure.
Seeing people dying. And we have a friend who lost his son, and I don't know the exact when it was, but people that are on drugs and successfully negotiating their way through drugdom are now dying because of this fentanyl. Is it something that we're ever going to be able to get our arms around?
Fentanyl is just such a difficult. It's such a difficult thing to work on because, as you know, fentanyl itself is very, very potent in very small doses. So it doesn't take very much to cause the desired effects or even to cause an overdose. And really, fentanyl is a type of drug we call an opiate or narcotic.
Yeah.
So it's in the same family as things like heroin and morphine and so forth. And those drugs are just because of the way, they operate on your brain. They are just extremely addictive. There's friends of mine that in the past that, their drug addiction, this particular person was addicted to pills, opiate based pills like Oxycontin and so forth. And his drug addiction was more important than his family. He lost his wife, his daughter, ended up in jail.
Ooh.
And this was not somebody that you wouldn't look at him and.
You wouldn't know.
No. Aside from, these things that happened to him. So it is. Opiates are just highly addictive, and fentanyl, because it is so potent in such small amounts, it does not take very much if, the drugs they think they're taking are,
And you read about that somebody took a, perk or something, a young person, because their friends are loaded with fentanyl.
Yeah.
And that's it. They're dead. Now, every officer carries Narcan.
Correct.
I'm sure.
Yep.
But I'm understanding with some of these new designer things with fentanyl is that it's not working as well as it used to. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I haven't heard that. I mean, Narcan is it's an antagonist, so it's designed to counteract opiates in your body like instantly. Basically, induces instant withdrawals essentially from opiates. But really, that's because the other difficult thing with street drugs in particular is that when you're taking a pharmaceutical from a reputable source, like what's in it, the amounts, but then, drugs that you buy on the street, and it's really, you really don't know what you're getting. You can trust your dealer, and whatever he tells you is in it, but how trustworthy is that guy going to be, right? So,
I knew somebody that said, I'll sell marijuana, but I wouldn't sell anything harder. And I said, you mean if somebody offered you this much money for heroin? And he looked at me. And his eyes kind of wandered away, and he came back and said, I'd probably do that.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of thing. There's your drug dealer, guys. They don't care about you.
Yeah.
Chris, we got about a minute and a half left. You want to wrap this up with your thoughts on which way we're going and all that?
Well, yeah, and again, I appreciate coming on your show and talking about what we do. I think that, you know, as part of my role as a captain and part of my job right now, I talk to a lot of people in a similar rank from other agencies from all over the state, from LA to the Bay Area to the Valley, and, you know, a lot of the issues that other agencies are having, we're not having up here. We don't have a problem with recruitment and retention and staffing like we've been talking about.
Yeah.
You know, Bay Area right now, I think most agencies are hovering around 70% staffing.
Oakland, Oakland's worse, probably.
Sure Oakland and even some of the smaller agencies because, you know, they don't have – a lot of those places don't have the same level of community support that we do.
Yeah.
And so I think that, like, it makes me realize how fortunate we are to live in the community that we do.
Well, yeah, but see, you earn that. If y'all were not doing the job that you're doing, you wouldn't have that support. But, you know, it's because of the quality of people you have, the way y'all comport yourselves, all of that. That's why you have the support. I mean,
yeah. But we have to keep that. And I think that's something that we understand at our agency is that support wasn't, it just didn't happen overnight. And it's not something that, you know, we ever want to take for granted. So we, like I said, we hold our department members accountable and we work hard to provide a high level of customer service and to maintain that trust.
Captain Chris Smirnos, heads up field ops for Reading Police Department. Been there since, what, 2003?
03, yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks
so
much.
Thank you for being with us.
And please pass on to everybody.
The news from Town Hall.
Y'all are doing a great job.
Yeah, appreciate it. And
okay, tomorrow, Simpson University and more. And be careful out there today. It's going to be warm.